Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Really, we kept a positive tone between periods. Underlined that we were doing a lot of good things, a lot of things right. And, you know, the score got away from us. And how we were going to manage that was important with lots of time left to go. And we were pleased the guys stuck with it in the second period. But it was positive in our room after the first period. There was a calm atmosphere with a lot of good voices from the guys, and just a real fun win at the end.
Did you ask the guys to shoot more?
No, we don't generally push that so hard. It's more getting bodies to the net and then pucks, not the other way around. I think for us, it's really important to create traffic and then get the pucks there. We're not an overshooting team, and we're not going to demand that other than if we're driving into that space. And I thought that went a lot better, and there was a lot of grade A scoring chances that were created tonight. But San Jose put up a great battle. It was a super hockey game for both sides, and it was just a lot of fun to be a part of.
Is this another case where the power play really gave you guys momentum, even in the chance that you didn't score on? Yeah. Like that's when your 5-on-5 play really took a boost?
Yeah, no, we've spoken about that a lot. I mean, power play today, the goal was critical. It really shifted the game back our way and changed the momentum in every way. But the PK came through big when it needed to. So winning that specialty team games against a team like San Jose, who's among the best penalty killers in this league for years, and has a power play that's extremely potent. We're really proud about winning that game 1-0 tonight. And again, the power play gave our offensive players confidence because we really were moving the puck around hard tonight, and a lot of movement again in the power play, which we were stressing getting ready for the game, and it definitely carried the momentum into the 5-on-5 game. Well, Jack, is seeing, out in California, he had the best players of the other teams against him all the time. And he played really well out there, wasn't getting points, but he's matured a lot. He stayed so positive and was cheering for the other guys as we got those wins. And, he deserved this kind of a game after the way he's been working and playing. And he likes to look those top players in the eyes, and that line in general really stepped up today and had an excellent 5-on-5 game, their best 5-on-5 game of the season at a very important time.
I know you just said that you don't stress shooting as much as going to the net, but are there times you would like to see Jack shoot a little more? Sometimes he passes up some.
Well, yeah, Jack specifically, we're pleased to see him. He took a really good one-timer last game on the power play, and we had some smiles about it because we need more, and we're happy to see him score 2 goals tonight, and especially that shooting goal is important for him to build on. He's very generous in the way he makes plays, but we need everybody to have hunger also to shoot in those opportunities.
Have you liked the way your defensemen have really contributed when it comes to your 5-on-5 game, especially the last couple games?
Yeah. Oh, they're really stepping up, and I thought they played an excellent game today. I thought we were a little bit off on some of our defensive coverage, but the D solved a lot of things, as we've always spoken about. You try to maintain possession under all that pressure, and I think they've more often than not have found solutions that get us going in the other direction with control instead of just handing it back to a team as potent as San Jose. So really pleased with their puck management tonight, for sure.
How much progress do you feel you're making in terms of making this a very tough place for other teams to come in and play?
Well, I think a night like tonight really underlines that points are going to be hard to come by here at the KeyBank Center. I think that it's something that when you're down 0-2 with the way things have been going, it might have been easy to pack up and just move on. But this group didn't want to let that happen, and they fought back and showed a lot of character, a lot of fight. And And, you know, we're just at the very beginning of a long, hard foot race here, and we respect that and are going to fight to continue to make this a hard place to play, but we haven't confirmed that status yet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.